Good evening, families. This is Yadira Calderon, directly from Positively Autistic Yadira in the Happy Kingdom. Very glad to have you join me today. We have a very important issue to discuss. First of all, big greeting for everyone. Happy fall. In the UK, university students have begun. Many of you families have your kids in school, working hard, dedicated, taking care of life. So we are here in the United States, in the state of Florida, in the southeast of the United States. Big concern now with Hurricane Matthew, praying for the best, especially those families in the coastal areas. Appreciating what we have, always being thankful. As I have shared before, in these challenging times that we face, many times, on other times it can be a bit more pleasant, manageable, but here we are together sharing our days in and out. As I wanted to share once again, the first show, I provided some words that are a big source of strength. I trust the spirit within me, parents, grandparents, caretakers, on those challenging moments where you don't know where to go, what else to do. Do not forget this. I trust the spirit within me. I understand we are alone. Many times we don't have the resources or support that we need, and we rely on us. How do we do it? We have to. Why do we do it? Because of our children, because of the adults that we love and care for. I chose the topic of training today because a variety of circumstances I've been exposed to, I hear, see, talk about, and all parents continue to ask, are the teachers, therapists, law enforcement, customer service employees in a variety of business that we go to and spend our money at, are they being trained? Who is training them? How are they being trained? What are the messages that are being sent when they're being trained? I ask that question, particularly after the July 21st shooting of that behavior therapist in North Miami. And as I heard from the executive director of the University of Miami CART Center, Center for Autism Research and Development, and he stated, we train law enforcement, and this is the one instance where unfortunately something went wrong, and that is what we need to prepare ourselves for. If something goes wrong, we need to know. We are the parents. We are the ones dealing with surviving, managing, handling what's taking place with our kids and our adults. So I interact with about 300 parents from around the world on a weekly basis, and we are constantly asking the same questions. How did it go? How is your kid handling the waking up? How is your kid dealing with transitions? How is everything at school? And we hear some beautiful stories, and I also get to hear horrific stories. Many of these parents are active in their community, and they have established a productive relationship with their school district. Others are facing a lot of the struggles that I have faced. And the most important thing is that we all keep finding ways to make sure that everyone understands our reality and our intentions. We must ask questions. We need to know the individuals that have been trained, the individuals that have studied the fields applicable to the actual needs of our kids and our adults. We must ask questions of them. They do not live and survive autism. We do. Remember always, we seek excellence and the socialization in an academic or a social setting for our kids and our adults. There is a mom who made a very specific request, and she wanted to get to hear from other parents what was their opinion, what was their main message they would like to send to a group of doctors, therapists, and law enforcement in regards to autism. I wrote to Monica Berratirado, who is the big honcho for exceptional student education in the state of Florida, and I told her that there is a need for a parental task force. It must be established. These parents need to travel throughout the states, talking to the teachers and the therapists about autism from a real life perspective. This is not happening right now. Yes, this is a part of the investments that are needed to guarantee that our kids are going to be serviced and treated adequately. Yes, I'm speaking from a school perspective. That's my reality right now. My kid is 8 years old, but also from the standpoint of therapists, from the standpoint of law enforcement, this same idea applies. There are great stories out there, as we know, but also there are horrific ones, and there is no need for them to be happening in 2016. And this is throughout the world, not only in Florida, not only in the United States, not only in the North American region. This is around the world. You see it in the UK. You see, I hear barbarities throughout France and Greece. And these are some of the places where I lived at, in China, where I lived as well. But again, we have to ask questions. Things will change only if we speak, if we open up. Now, I will begin sharing some of these messages that parents shared. Before that, I found a couple of very fascinating, empowering quotes. The first one is from Robert Frost, and he stated, "I am not a teacher, but an awakener." And as you know, parent, as you live it, the awakening of your child is something many parents dream of, the awakening from communication, the awakening from a verbal standpoint, the awakening from the gaze, eye contact, the awakening from achieving something beautiful. And when we're speaking of the role of a teacher, when we're speaking of a role of a therapist, we want these individuals to look at our kids and adults not as a teacher, but as an awakener. They have an important role to play. They need to make sure that our kids and adults, they're going to be awakened by them. And yes, we can demand this. We can share this message. I don't want to imply demand. I could be a bit forceful with some of my words, but you know what I mean. We need to share this. Another quote is from Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, and he stated, "The roots of education are bitter, but the fruit is sweet." As we know, education, we do it at home. We are in a constant educational process with our kids and adults, sharing, exchanging, creating routines, handling changes in the routine. But the fruit can be sweet. There's no doubt about that. Another quote, I don't have the author, it states, "Teachers who love teaching teach children to love learning." I am experiencing this right now with my daughter. As I have, in this case, I have demanded from the state of Florida and Pinellas County to teach my daughter how to learn. And the message that I send to them in every meeting that we have, the message that I send to my daughter, have fun in school, learn to love, not only be taught. And just as a teacher, not only do you don't only need to love teaching, but you want to see these children learning and loving what they're doing in an academic setting. Another quote from Albert Einstein, "Education is not the learning of facts, but the training of the mind to think." And as we see many families, and again, a message that I have sent before, the depending on who provided and did the evaluation of your child or now adult, provided the diagnosis, depending on what you were told, and in many cases, a lot of you have been able to prove wrong these individuals. A lot of parents in this day and age are still being told when they receive the diagnosis of autism or cognitive delays or developmental delays, many parents, caretakers, grandparents are still being told this, your child will end up in an institution. And many parents out there are proving them wrong. Bravo, my respect. Training the mind to think. There's no doubt about that. There's nothing more empowering than that. Another quote from George Washington Carver, "Education is the key to unlock the golden door of freedom." when we know, when we absorb information, when we are taught to learn and to love to learn, we are free. I couldn't agree more. And again, this is what I'm trying to transmit to my daughter. Again, family, if you have a daughter or a son, whichever the age it may be, who is not verbal, there are ways to transmit those messages and communicate and provide the key to open the door to freedom. Do not doubt that for 1 second, please. Some of the messages shared by the parents, they state, to build a team with educators, therapists, and caregivers. We value all the input. Even if you disagree, it helps to start a discussion. And no ideas are bad. It is a process which includes everyone, respect and empathy, and it is always welcoming and motivating to get a thank you. As a parent, we like to be thanked for the big effort that we make. As a grandparent, a caretaker, we need to be thanked. We are doing the best we can, many times without knowing what it is that we're facing. And I thank you, parent. I thank you, grandparent. I thank you, caretaker, for the hard work that you do on a daily basis. There is hope, another mom states. We are a team. What I do at home is far more important than what they do in the classroom, but we are still a team. I will do my part, and I need them to do their part. Respect. Every child deserves respect. Whether the teacher thinks the child understands or not, they deserve respect. Super important, super needed, respecting of the person, the individual, and above all, the ability. To be brave enough to address parents that you think might have a child with learning deficits. Don't talk about them thinking they don't understand. If something doesn't work, look for a new approach. Never turn their face to look at you. Treat them respectfully. Understand each child's needs are different. Don't assume they can't. Praise them. Again, these are ideas I'm sharing as a parent, and these are ideas and messages individuals who are working with our kids and adults, they need to receive. Personally, I don't think many of them are receiving these messages, and that's why we are here today, exchanging these words. Go on, parent, share this link. Make sure that your teacher or your therapist gets to hear these words. Send me an email, autismhappykingdom@gmail.com. I will forward this information to you so you can share it to your teacher and therapist, so you can share it to local law enforcement as well. Always presume competence. That's the starting point and the least dangerous assumption when making assessments and judgments. Competence, capability, ability. Our children and adults can, will always be able to do something if a teacher and a therapist, first and foremost, consider competence, then the rest of the process will be so beautiful, so rewarding. And again, open the door, the key to open the door to freedom. Another idea presented, punishing a child with autism for exhibiting autistic behavior is no different than punishing the kid in a wheelchair for not walking. Very real, the lack of understanding of the behaviors. And again, here we are as parents sharing key vital messages that are extremely important to those working with our kids. Why would you punish a child that is stimming? Why would you punish a child that repeats what you say 25 times? Why would you punish a child that starts banging their head on the desk? You don't know what's behind this. You don't know if this child was awake from 2 to 5 in the morning. There are many factors to consider. Another idea presented, do not treat my child like a kid with autism, whatever that means for you. When you do that, you sell yourself and my kid short. Your kids on the spectrum are just as diverse as your neurotypical kids. Don't assume they can't do something. Don't assume they will have certain behaviors. Communicate with me if you want to know what his strengths are, how to motivate him, how he learns best. I have done a lot of that hard detective work already. Again, the value that we have as parents. We live our kids. We survive our kids. We wake up with them. We put them to bed. We are the ones staying awake from 2 to 5 in the morning during full moon period or 20 out of 30 days of a month. We play a vital role in the well-being of our children, and our opinion, our comments, has plenty of value, and it needs to be taken into consideration. Another mom states, my daughter always understood more than they thought, so please teach them. Also, for us, she's just not a student. We love her. Please keep that in mind when making comments. I have witnessed it, outrageous comments being made by the same individuals working with our children. Our children are being judged. We, our parents, are also being judged. And that's why we're doing this today. Letting others know, do not judge us. That's unacceptable. Another key idea, our children are not textbook. Not every kid is the same. The material being taught at universities right now does not reflect real life 100%. It gives them an idea. If you have an individual who grew up with a brother or a sister, a nephew, a cousin in the autism spectrum or with other special need, that's very different. This person already comes to an academic setting knowing what the behaviors may be. And there they are to gather knowledge, education, once again, the key words, being trained to receive all of these years of research by individuals whom many of them may have been exposed to autism, others have not. So our children are not textbook. Do not forget that. Listen to parents. A mom states, I always get treated like I have no idea what I'm talking about. Diet, behaviors, what causes certain things. We know, we live it, we survive it. In many schools, in many centers, in many therapies, they are using candy as a reinforcer, and many parents are completely against that, especially in these times that we're living where you have allergies, when you have individuals with specific nutritional needs or nutritional challenges for that matter. Do not use candy, do not use food as a reinforcer. We, the parents, are the ones who decide what is ingested by our kids and adults, not in a therapy session. Thank you very much. Also, another idea presented, recognizing that the ASD child literally experiences the world differently, the mom states, was a huge eye-opener for me. They experience sound, light, friends, food differently, even pain. Once I realized that I was able to empathize instead of being angry, this is a mom being very honest. And yes, it is reaching that point of not getting angry. This involves acceptance, the understanding of what it is that we're facing, and that we are learning what it is that we're facing. I think that's a very key idea here. Also, April the 2nd being Autism Awareness Day in most of the world, a mom states, when April the 2nd rolls around, please explore other ways and avenues of support rather than certain organizations or lighting it up blue. This has no meaning whatsoever. A blue light doesn't solve. A blue light doesn't create awareness. A blue light doesn't create acceptance. Acceptance is created by the actions. I recently wrote a piece that was published by The Mighty, and it has to do with the key message here. Parents, please tell your child or children at home. You don't have to be afraid of an individual in the spectrum. You don't have to call them crazy. You don't have to call them funny, quirky. They are. We know that our kids can be funny. Our kids are quirky. But the first impression or the first message or the first words coming out of a child that may be seeing our kids do not need to be judging words. Do not need to be the words many times that come from an adult for that matter. So lighting it up blue, in my world, in the world of many individuals that we know, does not confirm acceptance and awareness. Another mom continues, don't lower your expectations. Always believe that they can accomplish things. Don't underestimate them. Understand them where they are, but still encourage them. Talk to them like they understand you, because most of the times they do. Last week, I went to a workshop organized by the Center for Autism Research from the University of South Florida. It was in Spanish, and there was a mom who was living in the Miami area who moved to the Tampa Bay area. Her daughter is now 20 years old. She's facing a very difficult time. She doesn't have services, and her daughter and her family, they are at home. They don't know what to do. The mom's most significant memory of her girls' sixth grade class and graduation is when she goes to the school and she dresses her daughter beautifully so she can participate in the graduation ceremony. And the daughter is talking to her mom, sharing something. The teacher that this girl had for one whole year tells the mom, oh, your daughter speaks. For one whole year, this girl had been in a classroom. The teacher didn't even know this girl spoke. So teachers, therapists, do not lower expectations. Our kids can accomplish, our kids know, our kids understand. Be very careful of what you say around them. It is absorbed, it is understood. Always encourage them to listen attentively to parents when they are explaining their child's dietary and medical needs. Also, encourage them to ask questions if they are puzzled about a certain protocol or restriction. In this world that we live, we are not all doing things the same way. Many families are receiving the message that autism is medical. I have the utmost respect. That was the message I received when my daughter was diagnosed 5 years ago. And I have done things differently from a different generation of parents. We need to respect each other for starters. Therapists and teachers out there need to respect this difference as well. Our children have many medical issues that we are addressing for a specific purpose. Many of us are succeeding and we are seeing improvements in behaviors. And there has to be the utmost respect from the individuals who are dealing with our kids on a daily basis. Another key message sent by another mother: teachers and therapists must talk to our kids like individuals. Again, this key word, respect, the same way they would like to be spoken to. And they must stop demeaning in the office behind closed doors those parents that are key and advocate in a loud voice for their kids. This is happening in these days, ladies and gentlemen. It is reality. Another key message that this is happening, especially with newer teachers and especially in school districts that they don't know what to do. Unfortunately, still happening, not only in Florida, throughout the country, throughout the world. Do not call home when faced with behaviors. You are the professionals and are trained to address them. All the students should have an ABA-based FBA, functional behavior assessment, with appropriate training and adequate supports. I was given the example that Dade County in Florida, this in the Miami area, it is illegal to call the parent and request they pick up the child. So these are realities many parents are facing, and parents have been running back and forth, interrupting the possibility to earn an income and bring quality of life to their households, because the professionals that have been trained, that are making money by teaching our kids, and their schools are making money because every individual education plan represents between $10,000 and $25,000 per student to the school and the school district. So there's no excuse here for any teacher, behavior specialist, principal in a school to be calling home, to be picking up a kid. If it is extreme, no doubt about it. Self-injurious behaviors, no doubt about it. Call the parent. But behaviors that have to do with the diagnosis, and when the responsibility falls on the teachers and the behavior specialists to teach our kids how to learn, to teach our kids how to handle an academic setting, to handle the social demands of this academic setting, regardless of the level and the need, they have the responsibility, they must fulfill this. Now, I can continue. I have like 25 more. I welcome your input. I'm gonna stop here. And once again, I'm very honored to be sharing this time with you. There are many ideas, there are many messages that we need to keep being shared. I will be here every 2 or 3 weeks, Yadira in the Happy Kingdom. I thank Positively Autistic. I thank Tracy Roberts, Sarah Scrimshaw, and Joe Westlake for the opportunity. And I'm gonna close with this, two things. Number one, I trust the spirit within me. Parents, grandparents, caretakers, do not forget this. I am going through very difficult times. I am staying firm, strong, thanks to my daughter. I am being empowered by a good circle of support that every day is there. I trust the spirit within me. Another key message that I'd like to share with you right now, which is one of the most important ideas that I've been sharing, especially with, God willing, my soon-to-be published book, Autism in the Happy Kingdom. And this is the idea that the next generation must grow up reading about autism and special needs at home. And this is why my book is so important, and I'm doing everything I can, everything in my power to get it published. Ben Affleck, the actor, there's a new movie coming out. It's called The Accountant, and he plays the role of a person with autism. In his personal life, I just read today that Ben Affleck just apparently had a conversation with his kids and he talked to them about autism. Bravo, my respect. But again, these ideas, now they're gonna become hip because Ben Affleck didn't. We parents have been asking for this for the longest time. Here I am with a specific product, with a specific idea, targeting this key message. And it will be hard for me. I'm fine with that. I'll deal with it. It will be challenging and even more rewarding. So again, Ben Affleck, in your position of power, I call out to you, come to Tampa Bay. I would like for your kids to meet my daughter, play with them in the short term and long term project. Why don't you create an organization? You, your kids, your family, where you're gonna be opening up chapters throughout the country, where an individual like you in a position of power, your kids may or may not have special needs. You are gonna open up the door for the neurotypical world to gather in those locations that you're gonna be supporting. So individuals with special needs will have a free open space to open up the doors and continue being who we are. Accepted above all, respected above all. Thank you everyone. Have a good evening. I am recording this in the evening. Have a good morning. Please take care. I trust the spirit with me. This is Yadira in the Happy Kingdom, thanking you. Bye-bye.